Our middle reading for these few weeks here is from the letter to the Hebrews. And one of the great themes of that letter is Jesus Christ, the great high priest. And so while there was a priesthood in the Old Testament, there were many priests, but they were all purely human, and so therefore the sacrifices had to be repeated over and over again. And because of their weakness, because of their sin, they never were able to accomplish the authentic, the true sacrifice. But Jesus is not just a human being, he is also God. He is the second person of the Trinity. And so he is the great high priest who offers the sacrifice once and for all. And it is not a sacrifice of bread or incense or animals, but of his own body and blood. God offers his life for the salvation of the human race. And that is the Christian priesthood. There's only one priest in Christianity, and that's Jesus Christ. But everybody who is baptized into him is baptized into his priesthood. So one of the ways that worked out in the early church is temples, like the Jewish temple or the pagan temples, are smallish buildings. Oh, they have a lot of steps going up to them, and they can have surrounding buildings and stuff and be pretty impressive. But the actual temple itself is a small room because it's only made for one priest to enter in and offer the sacrifice. But in Christianity, when they began to move out of the house churches, gathering in people's homes in the early days, when they began to outgrow those house churches and began to build buildings, they built huge buildings. Because if everybody is a sharer in Christ's priesthood, if everybody is a priest, then you have to get them all in. And so we didn't build this building for just one person to offer the sacrifice. We built it so that all of the priests of Christ could offer the sacrifice. And so the Mass, we understand that this is one priest, Jesus Christ, is the celebrant of this Mass. And then the rest of us who are sharers in his priesthood, his body, are offering it and themselves along with him as an act of praise and glory to the Father. And so there are two kinds of sharing in Christ's priesthood. One is the baptismal sharing. Anybody who is baptized is a baptismal priest. It's not a priesthood of their own, but it's a sharing in his. And then there's the ordained priesthood, but that's not a priesthood of my own. It's a sharing in his. And the sharing is a little bit different, but there's really only one priest. And so the essence of priesthood, along the lines of the example and words of Jesus himself, the essence of priesthood is service. And so that's what that gospel today is about. Can you be baptized in the same baptism that I'm going to undergo, this sacrificial offering of yourself? And they say, oh, sure, yeah, we can do that. They don't know what they're saying. Can you drink of the cup that I'm going to drink of, the sacrificial cup? Oh, yeah, but they don't know what they're saying. Jesus has several occasions after he announces his impending death that he's on his way to Jerusalem to die. He has several opportunities to try to teach his disciples what this is all about. And it's about service. If one, you can't be like the pagans who make their importance felt, you know, who vie for positions of power and authority. It cannot be that way with you, Jesus says. If you desire to be the greatest, you must learn how to be the least, the servant of all. And the greatest, the only high priest offered his life in service of all and then beckoned his disciples to enter into that priesthood, to to learn how to be self-sacrificing, to learn how to be God. Because what Jesus is showing us by his death and resurrection is what God looks like. And in the Trinity, as we've said here so often, they're all dying for the other two and receiving back that same self-offering. That's what love is. And every time we come and gather around this altar and share in the great sacrifice that Christ is forever offering to the Father for the salvation of the world, we are privileged to enter into that sacrificial offering ourselves, to lay down our lives, to practice ritually what we're going to be doing out there for the rest of the week. And oh yes, we're going to fail, and we're going to sin again, and we're going to be like James and John, saying, can we have some nice positions of power and authority in your kingdom? Or we'll be like the rest who get all jealous of James and John because they're just as bad as James and John. You know, don't blame it all on those two, because the rest of them were indignant because they didn't think of it first, you know. That's who we are as humans. And that's what the world is constantly teaching us to do. You know, jostle with each other and get in there and get yours before somebody else gets there first. And Jesus just calmly and quietly says, you know, it can't be that way with you. You have to learn how to be last. You have to be servant. You have to be priest.